It seemed like it. You know, it's the middle of the year, so it's not like UE could have gone out and, you know, started interviewing a bunch of guys who are still on staff somewhere else. So they can get the stopgap in quickly. They can try to get back on track, salvage this season, win, you know, a handful of Valley games, and then see how well they're playing, you know, by the time Arch Madness comes around. You know, it is, you know, they are 0-7 in Valley play. It's not like this is going to be a tremendous year, but they can at least finish with a winning record and, you know, kind of show some resilience, I guess, just after all this turmoil for the last month. But yeah, with Todd coming back, you know, I think that that's good for the continuity to maybe keep some of those players in and avoid a mass exodus that can happen with coaching changes. It's not a stranger coming in and, you know, giving a bunch of orders either, you know, when a team's on its third coach in 8 games. So, you know, it was the best move. If they were going to make a move now and not wait until the spring, I don't really know who they could have found who was better than Todd Licklider.